Trail of Tears. During the 1828 presidential election, many white voters in the American South supported Andrew Jackson, an advocate for Indian removal policies. At this time, Native American tribes were living throughout southeastern America in Alabama, Georgia, Florida Territory, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. This included the Cherokee, Chickasaw, Choctaw, Creek, and Seminole tribes. Their presence frustrated white settlers who wanted to grow cotton, pan for gold, and take full control of the land. Shortly after his election, President Jackson authorized the Indian Removal Act of 1830. The purpose of this legislation was to force the relocation of Native Americans in the Southeast to Indian Territory west of the Mississippi River, present-day Oklahoma. At least 100,000 Native Americans were expected to leave their ancestral lands. While some signed treaties and left voluntarily, others refused to leave. In 1831, the Cherokee Nation in Georgia fought against the U.S. government order by taking its case to the Supreme Court. At first, the court refused to hear the case, claiming that the Cherokee Nation was not sovereign. A year later, a missionary brought the case to the Supreme Court again. This time, the court ruled in favor of the Cherokee Nation, and Jackson's Removal Act became invalid. President Jackson refused to accept the Supreme Court's decision. In 1835, he justified the forced removal of Cherokees from Georgia based on the Treaty of New Okota. This was an agreement signed by several Cherokee leaders known as the Treaty Party, none of whom were members of the Cherokee National Council. Believing their migration was inevitable, the party leaders agreed to give up land east of the Mississippi in exchange for land in Indian Territory and other promises. According to the Cherokee Constitution, 1827, however, only members of the Cherokee National Council were allowed to sell or trade ancestral land. In 1838, militias rounded up the remaining Cherokees at gunpoint and forced them west. Over the next 4 months, approximately 4,000, one in four, Cherokees died from starvation, disease, or exposure to the elements. The dead were buried en route alongside thousands from other tribes who had suffered the same fate during the Indian removal era. The Cherokees named this journey the Trail of Tears. In addition to the lives lost during the forced migration, almost all of the Treaty Party leaders were killed for their betrayal. This caused internal conflict and divided the Cherokee tribe for many years, most notably during the Civil War, 1861 to 1865.